morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where I'm sharing my walk with Christ with you. Today is June the 14th, 2021. Well, yesterday I preached at church from Matthew chapter number 9. At the end of Matthew 9, Jesus is inspiring his disciples to see the multitudes as he sees them. When Jesus sees the spiritual condition of the Galileans, he is moved with compassion for them. Jesus wants his disciples to see the condition of the multitudes also. He wants them to see them as a sheep having no shepherd. I can see Jesus on the hillside as he stands with his arm outstretched and sort of pointing to the multitudes and saying these words in Matthew 9:37. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Jesus is challenging his disciples to see the harvest and to pray to the Lord of the harvest. Jesus asked them to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into the harvest. So yesterday, during my message, I challenged those in the church to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest. So I want you to think about this. When was the last time that you prayed that the Lord would send laborers into the harvest? I asked the church to commit to pray 35 minutes this week that the Lord would send laborers into the harvest. Will you? Will you commit to prayer? You know, 35 minutes is 5 minutes a day, 7 days a week. That's not a long time to pray to the Lord that he would send laborers into harvest. Also, I asked the church if they would commit to telling one person this week of the glories of God. I asked if they would commit to being a laborer in the harvest, not just to pray that the Lord would send laborers into the harvest, but that they would be a laborer. Will you tell one person this week of the glories of God? Will you tell one person what God has done for you? Think how many around us have no idea of the goodness and the grace of God. Think how many have no real concept of what it means to be a Christian. So will you tell one person of the glories of God? Tell them of his marvelous works. You may be surprised what God will do if you will pray for laborers to come into the harvest, and if you will tell one person of the glories of God and the blessings of following him. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we come to you in prayer, asking you to pray. We're praying the prayer that you ask your disciples to pray. Lord, we understand the harvest is plenteous. We understand the laborers are few. So first, Lord, we pray that your people would be laborers in the harvest. I pray that we'll need to, that they will see the need to share with others your glorious works. I pray they would see the opportunity given to them to be tools in your hands. Lord, what a blessing to be asked to be a part of your work on this earth. Lord, we have hope to offer to this lost and dying world. We have the hope of the resurrection. May the words of Jesus inspire your people to share his goodness with others. Lord, also we come, you told us to pray that laborers would be sent into the harvest. And so we come to you in prayer, asking you that you would send laborers into the harvest. For your glory, bring laborers into the harvest. Lord, I also pray for those sheep that have no shepherd. Lord, I pray for the wayward sheep. Lord, I pray for your people, that they would grow in grace. Lord, I thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark.